Kafet Regional Hospital District will direct staff to seek a legal opinion about whether or not costs associated with the expansion of the building located at 5907 Arbutus Street, by the Miklut Recovery Program, would be eligible for funding under the Hospital District Act. At the April 28 Hospital District Board meeting, directors were presented with a recommendation that they respectfully deny funding to Miklut toward budget cost overages associated with expansion of the residential treatment facility. Electoral Area D Director Sandy McCormick, however, recommended the legal opinion. She said she understands the dilemma, and that regional district staff can't move forward until they can be assured the Miklut facility is a bona fide health facility. She said she also understands Miklut has gone into debt to accommodate a very needed facility in this region. "If it wasn't so badly needed, I might take a different stance," said McCormick. "We should at least make the effort to look into it and find out the legal opinion about whether it is a health facility or not. If it isn't, clearly, that is the end of the discussion, because staff can't move forward. However, if it is, then it compels us to reconsider this item." According to a staff report, representatives of Miklut attended the March 25 Hospital Board meeting with a request for additional funding to complete a 12-bed expansion project. Miklut is facing a $553,250 funding shortfall. During renovation of the building, Miklut removed and remediated asbestos, and there were other unexpected construction challenges that pushed the project over budget. Electoral Area E Director Andrew Fall said Miklut's understanding is that it is a health facility, but the board can't make that determination. "Either we hear from the Ministry of Health, or we get a legal opinion," said Fall. "The question I have is whether there is any idea of how much this might cost, and do we have sufficient funds in the budget?" QRD General Manager of Financial Administration Linda Greenan said there was no estimate of the cost of a legal opinion, but there were some funds in the legal budget for the hospital district. She said she believed it would be covered. Electoral Area B Director and Hospital Board Chair Mark Gisborne said mental health and addiction services are lacking across the province. "I'm in favor of this legal opinion request," said Gisborne. "Looking at this particular funding request, I believe the provincial government has provided $300,000, and Miklut is requesting about $500,000. So, whenever the legal opinion comes back, I hope the provincial government will step up and provide the appropriate funding because Powell River Community Forest has already offered up funds. I'm in favor of this motion and I thank Director McCormick for moving it." Fall said he was unsure why Vancouver Coastal Health could not tell the hospital board if Miklut is a health facility. McCormick said she agreed with Fall's point and the lack of clarity is a concern to the hospital district. The motion for a legal opinion carried. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.